sure I wrote her to death?
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. That's the key.
I would play it out of time first. These days I would add more modern harmony. I would add a major 7 sharp 5 on the 5th degree. I would use walk-ups. Here's my bass line. Six, which is the chord you like, and I made
right.
it a tonic.
And you made
it was like
long.
We came out of, instead of going to F.
Yeah, and then that became the tonic.
Thank you.
classify that?
Walking chords.
Walking chords.
Okay, I'll intersperse it, and then that gets me hungry for the walking bass. I'd like to hear this in three, actually. Two kinds of three that grab me a lot these days. It's not the jazz wall, surprisingly.
It's not that.
I like that too, but it's the gospel three, which is about here. That's that thing where you end up tapping every beat if you're feeling active, right?
Right, okay.
So it's really 3-4.
Yeah, meter change, that's cool.
And then the other one's a doo-wop 3, which I'll speak of.
Okay.
Phil? The doo-wop, do you remember the feel of doo-wop? Is that fairly well etched in your mind? It's this thing?
Yeah, right.
Be fast. So, if you don't play all these doo-wops, but feel that quite a few are there, it won't sound like doo-wop if you don't let it be.
What do you want it to sound like it, or are you just going for something else and that's your bass?
It's like when you hear... It's like hiding in there. The other, yeah, so the doo-wop 3 on a 2-hand, that would be... That here, okay? I don't know if this melody is at all appropriate. I'm listening to it now. It doesn't sound like it's going to go.
I don't know if it meshes too well.
You know what? The jazz waltz would be better if you're going to get that fast. I've heard Wes and guys like that play it in 3, because it was originally a waltz.
I think I've seen it written in that. 3-4.
Yeah, I think it is. But that gospel 3, going back to this, we'll just listen to it again that way. This is just an intro.
Okay.
So then it starts on 6 dominant.
General vibe of the tune.